Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Well, normally for Travel Talk, we're joined by our resident travel expert, award-winning travel journalist Ed Finn, but sadly not this morning. Ed, who really had, well, his Winter Olympics hopes dashed this week. He was out on the slopes in Switzerland and he had a nasty accident and broke his leg in two places. Now, all joking aside, in all seriousness, it was quite the nasty break. And I know Ed is listening to us this morning from his, from what I understand, fabulous hospital bed in Switzerland. So, Ed, we wish you all the best. Come back to us soon. In his place this morning, Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go Holidays, has very kindly come in at the last minute. Paul, nice to have you back with us again. I was speaking to Ed yesterday and the one thing he was saying to me that he was so grateful for is the European medical card, because from what he was telling me, he's had the most phenomenal service in the hospital in Switzerland. And it's all free because he has this particular card, which is open to all of us, all Irish citizens.
The card we're talking about is now called the EHIC card. Used to be known as the E111, and it is an absolutely brilliant piece of card. Everybody should have one in their wallet. You can get it online. You just go onto the Department of Health and you can just get it there. It provides you with absolutely free public healthcare access across Europe, without question. So anytime that you need something, if you needed to go to a hospital, if something happened, as in this case, there's an accident, it is entirely free. You just waive this. Even if something happens when you're abroad, you can apply for it after you come back and it's covered. Okay. So like always within the EU, everybody should be carrying an E111, an EHIC card, and it just provides that cover. It's perfect.
Do you find that a lot of people, though, EHIC aside, will kind of try and shirk the travel insurance? Like, I don't really need it, or, you know, I'll be grand.
Well, EHIC is within the EU, so that's the first thing. If you're travelling outside of the EU, you absolutely need travel insurance. And travel insurance covers you for an awful lot more than medical. Like, what we always say to people is, if you're buying a holiday, it's a fairly chunky piece of expenditure. Insurance just gives you opt-outs so that if for any reason you're medically unfit and can't travel, you can claim back the cost of the holiday. If your luggage gets lost, you have some cover with regard to insurance. If you have to cancel for any reason, you're covered. So it's way more than medical cover. Like, it is, the medical cover is a key part of your travel insurance, and if you're traveling outside of the EU, you must have travel insurance. But we would urge all consumers traveling even within the EU, take out a multi-trip policy if you're traveling more than once a year, or else take out a specific travel insurance policy for the holiday that you're taking, because the cost of the premium is negligible compared to the cost of the holiday, and the likely benefit back to you in the event that you have to cancel for whatever reason. You lose something whilst you're abroad, you lose your phone, you lose something, that's where your travel insurance is going to kick in. It is the get out of jail card.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Now let's look, because spring is in the air and the evenings are getting a little bit longer, and I think everyone now that January is over, now we are beginning to look forward to either a little break, a mini break, or summer. Can we just touch again on trends for 2018? Where is the market going? What's different this year?
Well, I'll tell you, there's some noticeable recoveries in the market. Turkey has had an amazing recovery in terms of people booking holidays to Turkey. 2 years ago, that would not have been the case. It's a great product, great destination, great value, great hotels, and it is back in terms of demand this year because the whole terrorism and all of that side of the business seems to have been sorted out. And the hoteliers, the Turkish Tourist Board, the airlines, and the tour operators and travel agents across the country will testify that they're getting a lot more bookings for Turkish holidays, which is really great. And it's great whether you're going to Turkey or not for two reasons. It's opening up more choice. So for the last number of years, we have been pigeonholed into effectively the safe haven destinations of Spain, Portugal, Canary Islands. And not just Ireland has been pigeonholed. All of Europe has been pigeonholed because really, the North African destinations have been off the market. So nobody's really going to Egypt, Tunisia, to a lesser extent Morocco. Even Morocco is coming back. There's new direct flights into Agadir. So that's really good. But when you have a safe haven concentration, it forces the prices up in Spain, Portugal, the Canary Islands. So the more destinations that are open for consumers to travel to, the better for all of us. So the trends are helping this year in terms of Turkey is back in the market and selling. Egypt, for some of the destinations, not out of Ireland and not out of the UK, but Egypt, for some of the European destinations, is back in the market. And that's just taking the pressure off in the key destinations that the Irish go to. The Irish are so funny. Like, we are traditional when it comes to sun holidays. I think last year there was 2 million holidays to Spain by Irish citizens.
Amazing.
It is amazing. So Spain is always very popular for us, Canary Islands and the Algarve. But thankfully, as I said, the other destinations are opening up. So that's really good. January has been good for the travel industry, but hasn't been a knockout. We also saw Aer Lingus finish their sale slightly early. So I think what we're going to see in February is a bit more price correction. And the consumer still has plenty of choice and plenty of time to get that summer holiday in the bag.
What exactly do you mean by price correction?
For example, some of the hoteliers in the Spanish destinations have put their prices too high. So the consumers are standing back and going, those prices are higher than it was last year. I'm not buying just yet. I'm going to hold on and see if anything improves price-wise. So for example, Mallorca prices have increased substantially and we have seen demand correspondingly drop substantially. No surprise. And we're not the only people who have noticed that. We spoke to Aer Lingus, they've noticed the same, and other tour operators have seen the same. So when hoteliers or a particular destination gets greedy, the consumer stands back and kind of goes,
I'm not paying that.
I'm not going to pay that. I can get better value in Bulgaria. I can get better value in the Algarve. I can get better value in Turkey. I can get better value in Greece. So Mallorca is not going to have the stonking great year that they think they have at those sort of prices. And that means that there has to be a price correction, because there's only so long that the hoteliers can hold out and say, I think the consumers are going to come back into the market. The consumers are not. The consumers are very savvy. They know where the value is. And if they're looking for a sun holiday or a city break, they know what the price should be and that's what they will pay.
Okay, that's on holidays. What about city breaks? Because they've become more and more popular. Still some really good deals this year.
The prices are just amazing. And what's happened is some of the airlines have increased capacity. So there's additional capacity, as in the frequency, there's more frequency of flights or some larger aircraft on certain routes like Prague. And what we have seen in February and March is some unbelievable deals. So you have kind of your traditional lead-in four-star Prague hotel with three nights and flights for about 199. But some of the five stars are just €70 extra. So for €269, you're getting an amazing five-star on Wenceslas Square, which is right in the centre of Prague. Superb hotel, the Yalta. And everything's on your doorstep for €269.
Yeah,
you're getting,
why wouldn't you? Why
you're getting,
wouldn't you?
You're getting flights and three nights in an amazing city. And it's not just Prague. You'll see value like that in Krakow, in Vienna. Berlin is amazing. Lisbon, Rome. Like Rome in the wintertime is just brilliant. You know,
is it?
A lot of people just don't think about it. There's plenty of flights right through the winter. The hoteliers have to work hard to get deals. So the deals are there. And just my one tip would be, if you're looking at a city break, just check how much more it is to get that five-star offer. And oftentimes, you're really only talking about 20, 25, 30 euros per person per night to go from pretty standard hotel up to a five-star.
Which can make huge, I mean, all the difference,
you know,
really.
It does. Like, yeah. The reality is, it's going to be €500 for two people, or thereabouts, for three nights, including flights in a five-star.
Which is fantastic.
We're not going to get that sort of value in Ireland. And
no.
That's 500 for two people, not for one.
No.
So the value in the city break market across Europe for the winter is incredible.
Do you think this year, Paul, that things in the travel industry, for the travel industry and for us as consumers, are going to be a lot better? Last year, let's face it, was very challenging, not least terrorist attacks. And of course, you know, we had the whole issues, the controversy with Ryanair. Are things beginning to improve? Do you see a light this year?
Yeah, like last year was tough for absolutely everybody in the travel industry, whether, as you say, it was the Ryanair situation or it was the different terrorist instances. And we were just looking back over last year and thinking, like, how many different instances there were. Unfortunately, we never know whether they're going to happen again. But for now, there does seem to be more stability in the marketplace and in the destinations. And the only thing about any kind of quirky situation, even take, for example, Barcelona, where they had the independence rallies fairly recently. Consumers, whenever they see something like that, just pull back and don't want to go. So what's happened with Barcelona is the hotel prices have dropped. So every cloud has a silver lining. So the consumers who are looking for Barcelona as a city break at the moment are going to be paying 25-30% less for their accommodation than they were a couple of months ago. But I would agree, it has quietened down. It does seem to be more stable. We're not seeing the mad peaks and troughs that we would have seen years ago where everything gets booked in January. I think February is going to be quite strong. And as I said, the consumer is very savvy. The great thing this year for the consumer is that because Easter is falling that bit early, there are amazing deals for travel in April and May. For the most part, the way the airlines work, they have two seasons, a winter season and a summer season. And the time they flip from winter to summer is just at Easter. So all of the Croatia destinations, all of the Italian island destinations, a lot of the Spanish seasonal routes start opening for Easter. But then once Easter is out of the way, which is out of the way and the kids are back to school from the 7th of April, the airlines have two full months where they have to fill those aircraft and the hoteliers have to fill those beds and the kids are in school. So it's a more it's a much more challenging position for them. So what's happened is April and May are just going to knock it out of the park this year in terms of value. If you have time and you can go in April and May, you are really going to see unbelievable value. Like, you're going to see prices in the 199, 299 market without a doubt. May is going to be about 100 euros more than April. April is going to be the absolute giveaway this year once the kids go back to school.
And is now the time when you should be booking that, would you suggest?
I would, like, for now, absolutely, because, you know, the hoteliers have early booking bonuses, so that you're getting the value of booking early. You're getting the best airline flight prices at this stage. Aer Lingus and Ryanair have already substantially discounted some dates in March and April and May. Like, I was booking flights for myself yesterday to the Canary Islands. In March, I was getting them for 130 with Aer Lingus.
Wow.
You know, yeah, so, like, good. When you package that up with ourselves or any of the tour operators, you really get great value. And that's early March. Okay, Easter time, anything once the schools are on holidays, you're going to pay more. But, you know, I'm going out around the 8th of March. 130 euros down to Gran Canaria.
Yeah, excellent.
That's unbeatable.
Okay. Click and Go still doing the 1 euro deposit?
Oh, we are. Yeah, everything. That's a year-round thing. 1 euro deposit on everything with an Aer Lingus flight. Absolutely.
All right, yeah. Great. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go. Thank you so much for joining us today. You did an excellent job, actually, standing in for our Ed Finn. And we'll look forward to having you back on again with us soon.
Thank you.
Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true 1 euro holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Stay with us, Saturday Live.